Right now, we go to the KODY phone lines as we have State Senator Mike Groney joining us for the first time of the new year. Senator Groney, how's the new year started for you so far, sir?
We had a nice, peaceful new year so far.
Good,
a lot of snow and cut firewood yesterday, the day before. Can't remember when, but we had a good time doing that. So
good workout.
Yeah, good out. And at the end of the day, you accomplished two things: some good exercise and a pile of wood.
Yep,
there you go.
Two birds, anyway. One stone. Or one axe, I guess, in this case.
Yeah. No, everything's fine. I'm down here in Lincoln. Got down yesterday afternoon, came in early this morning, start working on committee assignments. I'm senior rep on our caucuses committee on committee assignment sheet. You know, we have to do two or three scenarios depending on who wins committees. It all happens fast. You have the committee chairman votes in the morning on Wednesday, and then two or three hours later, the committee on committee meets to do a round robin on who each caucus is, the three caucuses are putting who on which committees. So happens fast. It's a very important part of the whole process.
Sure.
But anyway, that's where I'm at, and trying to shore up some support for my ed chair. It's going to be a toss-up, and at this point, I don't really care. Like my wife said, if I lost, she'd at least get a husband back half the time. might actually be able to go to church and do other things again. But anyway, it is what it is. And then I'm working on finalizing some bills with my staff to get them dropped. Still, no matter what happens, my workload would drop more than half because I just work on my local bills. I got the in-court bill coming again. I've got a bill, like I've said, trying to help small county sheriff's departments and counties afford to have a truth analyzer on their staff. And we're also doing the bill on the rail yard to try to get some economic development for rural Nebraska, central Nebraska, towns like North Platte, Alliance, McCook, that have rail yards. And we're doing one on taxes too. On your property has been overvalued and then you protested and it took over a year to get the protest in your favor to try to get that you can get a refund on the overpayment of taxes the previous year immediately instead of having to wait 5 years for it, which is, I think, it's just un-American. Charge somebody too much taxes, then make them wait for the refund up to 5 years. But I'm thinking of some other bills, but I'm not sure what to do. I haven't heard what people are going to do on election law. I'd like to drop a bill just to stir folks up and go back to you can only get an absentee ballot if you request it in the state of Nebraska. Vote by mail only if you request it from the clerk, and not this just automatically mailing stuff out to folks, and shorten up the voting period. It'll never pass, but there's some debate. All this talk of voter fraud, and there's actual voter fraud. I don't care what anybody says. It's too easy to do. Anytime you get two ballots laying on a kitchen table and both people there can fill it out, it's going to happen. But anyway, that's just, I'm thinking of that, not decided to do it or anything. I'm going to find out what any other senators are doing on the government committee.
Sure.
But I'm not on the government committee, so it won't be. But that's what's going on. So it's all hijinks and high drama. And I always got to remind myself what a retired older senator, a friend of mine, told me when I got elected. He said, "Groney, plan on going back to high school. You're going to find a lot of cliques. There's a beer party every night at some lobbyist that throws, which I don't attend. And there's, the upper crust who look down on the lower crust and all that good stuff. That happens in high school. Everybody's running for prom queen or prom king by chairmanships and trying to get their bills passed. But it is very similar to that. Try to stay above it all, but it's hard to do.
I remember you saying that early on. You made that comment.
What they said, what's going on now on the chairmanships, is a very big example of that. Not on good policy. It's on personalities and jealousies and all that good stuff. But that's what's going on, and we'll know a lot more Wednesday.
The session officially starts Wednesday morning, too, for folks that are listening and may not be aware. And it's kind of hard to believe it's already here, Senator.
Well, we had that late one. Me, too. We had that late one in July and August, which absolutely should never happen. But the COVID session, and then we're back at it. But it's a long session. It's 90 days. Won't get over till first part of June, I believe, is when it's over, first week in June, yes. And a long, long time. Won't be any snow on the ground then. But we haven't figured out the makeup yet. There's a group of moderate, I don't know what you'd call them. Some would call them rhinos. Some would call them just look after my own interest group. That and not the peoples who sit in the middle who control things. They decide who's going to be chair, what bills are going to be filibustered. They just decide what side they're going to float to on certain issues, and how they're going to vote. So they decide it. And when you need 33 or you need 25, there's about 17 to 18 on both sides, on the left and the right, and then the rest are in the middle. And so it's three fractions, and the middle one, who don't have any core principles, decide what passed. But that's what I call a moderate, somebody who doesn't have any core principles. But that's where we're at. I can't think of much else to talk about. We just have to see what happens.
Okay.
Kind of in a spot where time will tell on a lot of these things. And one of our top news stories today, Senator Groney, is that some of the restaurant industries that have had some restrictions eased and are allowed to do carry-out cocktails amidst the global pandemic are going to go to the legislature and kind of try to get that to become permanent in the state of Nebraska. What's your opinion on those carry-out cocktail orders becoming permanent after the COVID-19 virus is behind us?
I don't know how you do it now, because an open container is illegal in a vehicle. So I have no idea. I'm not on the General Affairs Committee. I haven't followed it. I don't drink. I don't. A long time ago, I figured out the only reason anybody drinks is they don't like their personality, because alcohol alters your personality. So if you don't like yourself, well, I guess go out and buy some alcohol. But
I'll give you a bit of wisdom here. My grandfather taught me, he says, never carry your whiskey in anything bigger than a pint. That way, if you don't like who you're drinking with, you got an excuse to leave.
Yeah, or don't drink when anybody has a gallon. Don't. But that's a personal choice. If you want to drink, that's fine. If you want to smoke cigarettes, that's fine. If you don't want to wear a mask, that's fine, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know. I don't get involved in that. I wouldn't support that because of the open carry thing. I do understand what we've done to the restaurant industry. And I'll tell you, without those COVID loans, there would have been a lot more doors closed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm afraid when that money runs out, there's going to be a lot of closed facilities, businesses. But they've been surviving on them loans. But don't want to be negative about it, but the whole country might shut down if we keep printing money. And I do not envy my great-grandchildren or even my grandchildren. I will encourage them to stay in rural Nebraska, because if everything falls apart, at least you've got neighbors that help each other.
Neighbors that care.
What was that?
Oh, I said neighbors that actually care.
Yeah, and know you.
Yep.
So I just hadn't heard that. There's going to be a move for the protect your ground type of bill, and judiciary. But I don't know if it'd get out of judiciary. And then there's going to be a lot of talk about defunding police and more accountability on policing in the courts. So it's
And will that go through the Urban Affairs Committee or?
Which one?
The defunding police.
No, that'd go through judiciary.
Through judiciary, okay.
Laws. Yeah, I don't know why that one. It was just politics. Why that one late last session went to Urban Affairs because Senator Wayne, it was his bill, and he just wanted to have a hearing. So.
Yeah.
But that's fine. He wanted it, and he got it. But it should go to judiciary. And any alcohol bills go to general affairs, gambling or alcohol. So that bill would go there. Anyway.
Okay. So you mentioned at the top of the show, Senator Groney, that you've been working on dividing senators up to committees. And can you give us a little preview of what that process is like? I know you've talked about it before, Mike, but do senators come to you and your colleagues that are responsible for divvying that out and say that they have interests in X, Y, and Z? Or how's that process look?
We send out a sheet with their top priorities. And in our caucus this year, we've only had one out of 17 senators in our caucus. We only had one new one. That's Aguilar from Grand Island, who beat Quick. So most senators want to stay where they want. Or they want, or if they got seniority, they want to move up to a more glamorous or more exciting, newsworthy committee like revenue or government. But that's hard to do. I mean, we only got two or three positions on each committee, each caucus does.
Sure.
So somebody has to be on judiciary, and somebody has to be on health and human services, and what's the other one? The three-day committees are when you got, of course, appropriations, and some want to be on it, but I never wanted to be. It's a five-day committee. You've got government, health and human services, judiciary, natural resources is the other one. I might look on at getting on that committee, trade it for revenue, because I wouldn't want to be in a room about my in-court bill. My last 2 years, try to get that pushed over the finish line or get it at least out of committee. But that's all undecided yet.
Sure, sure. And a lot up in the air. We know, Senator Groney, you mentioned if you retain your chairmanship as Education Committee chair is kind of up in the air. But can you explain to us how does that work if you do not win re-election as the Education Committee chair? Will you still serve on the Revenue Committee, or is that position
I can
on...
if I want. Yeah.
Okay.
I can because I'm sitting in the driver's seat. I'm the senior...
You're a senior senator.
I'm a senior senator, and I decide who goes on what committees out of our caucus. I can put myself wherever I want to.
Sure. Okay.
And I can bump any junior senator from any committee I wish. And I would have absolute right to do that if I lost the chairmanship. But anyway, that's shouldn't happen, but it might. But I really don't care to be on revenue much anymore because there's nothing, no property tax issues are going to come up that major concern the next 2 years.
Well, and with Lou Anne Linehan sitting in the driver's seat of the Revenue Committee more than likely, I mean, things are in good hands and you have an ally there too.
Yes, and whoever we'd put on there would be a rural senator who would think the same way as I do. So, anyway, but that's not decided either. I mean, that's,
sure.
This all happens in a moment, in 3 or 4 hours, the final decisions after the chairman votes.
Sure.
On Wednesday morning.
And when does the governor address the legislative body, Senator Groney?
Whenever he wants to, I guess. I don't know. When we're done. No, I don't think he does that either. He does it a week from now or
okay.
A couple of weeks, I think.
I knew it was sometime early on, but I couldn't remember exactly when he likes to do it.
It's not something I look forward to and put on my schedule. I've been here 6 years, and I can't even tell you when he does it. So,
mm-hmm.
But I mean, he's a friend of mine, but that's just part of the pomp and circumstances that I've never been much of a follower of. Anyway.
Sure.
But and he's you know, he's got a mess. He's done a wonderful job of guiding us through this COVID. I think.
Oh
it's
my
amazing
goodness!
What he's
yeah.
Done.
It's great that we have a governor who is so business-oriented and business-minded, and he cares about these small businesses, and that's been evidenced through the pandemic.
Well, he was very judicious about where he spent the COVID money, care money,
mm-hmm.
And done well. He didn't put us in a bind on unemployment and other issues, and maintained the lowest unemployment in the state in the nation. throughout the COVID crisis. I don't know how you can do any better than that. And he did slow the curve down and reacted when needed. So anyway, and he's doing a wonderful job, I think, with the vaccination, putting it out there by shipping it direct through from the federal government to the facilities and choosing where and letting the medical community or the existing assisted care people decide where it needs to go and who gets it quickest of the facilities. So I don't see what more you could possibly do.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's so I you know, the budget's a big issue, and I don't know what's going to happen there in the second year. I just can't imagine this economy keep rolling along. Can't believe they can do more COVID bills and more throw more money at it. I mean, where does that end at? In bankruptcy for a country.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't seen the inflationary effects already of all the money they pumped into the system, you haven't been buying groceries or other commodities. But anyway, but I can only do so much, so.
Yeah. Well, you're only one man, one senator, so.
In a small state.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, but that's about all I got, so I better get back to work.
Now, Senator Groney, we sure do appreciate the time, as always. If folks want to get a hold of you, obviously we know you're extremely busy, but if they want to get a hold of you or a member of your office to discuss state issues, what's the best way for them to do so, sir?
Email me at this time, because my phone is off most of the time while I'm down here.
Sure.
mgroney@leg.ne.gov. All right.
Thank you, Senator.
You know, all Mike, right. I just noticed that it's taken almost two terms for you to finally memorize that email address.
No, I wish that was correct, but I try not to lie. I have business cards on my desk, so I grabbed one real quick.
Okay. Very good.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Mike. Right. Have a good week. That again, State Senator Mike Groney joining us for our weekly legislative update with our Lincoln County Senator. 8:25 here on KODY's Mugs in the Morning. We're still hanging out at 29 degrees, topping out near 47 today as the local conversation continues right after this.